Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new Bottled and Bond Solomon Scott Rye Whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt, this 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
Everybody, I can flip over. Welcome back to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tonight's subject is different kinds of drinkers. What kind of whiskey drinker are you? We're going to have that covered. We are also on Facebook Live, which is I'm switching over there looking for comments already. We have a couple of comments. I got a countdown right there. We've got Aaron is on. Okay, we've got a couple. Tammy Holt, straight up, she says. And then Bryce Rowan is watching us tonight. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I am Tiny. We will be doing another podcast tomorrow night, more of our standard formats. But this 4-part series, and this is part 2, which I'm putting on Facebook Live, YouTube, and then also doing it through the podcast, enjoying it thoroughly. Working out some of the more kinks of our, you know, the technical aspect of, we've been having some good technical podcasts. Things are running smooth. I think everything's plugged in. It's just not going to die in the middle. I mean, the one time it died in the middle and I had to run upstairs, get the cord, and for some reason it just kept recording. So it was a pretty good podcast. But tonight, okay, so let's just get into a little bit of the aspect of we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boy things. You can pick up Scotchy Bourbon Boys t-shirts. You can pick up these wonderful, wonderful Glencairns. You can see that right there on the, I don't know why I put that over there. Let's unplug that because it's high enough and we can just keep watching. Everybody watching, if you're watching on the Jeffrey Mueller, feel free to comment, ask questions, but also, remember we are on all podcast formats. However you listen to us, we are there. Just make sure that you like, you listen, like, and comment. Those are the main things, and subscribe. We need all the support we can get. We are in the process of, going to be putting up a PayPal button for everybody if you want to donate to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys so we can get better bourbons, we can get better equipment, we can go on more trips, that type of thing. Everything that is donated or we bring in from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys so far, and hopefully for a long time, goes directly back into the podcast. So far, we've been doing all right, but we always can use support of everybody, and we appreciate all the support that you all give us. And let's see, do we have... That reminds me, Aaron just mentioned that about our theme song by Kenny Fuller of the Old Americana Band. He is with Luca Mariano, but he also goes on the road and tours. He's out of Tennessee, does his own work, and he is the one that did our theme song. We love our theme song. We just can't get enough of it. But then also, we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. We are pushing hard on YouTube. I don't know how much it's working, but we are pushing there our content. So if you want to listen to us and you can watch us, we're there. So we're also pushing hard on Facebook Live. The Facebook Reels has been just doing wonderful us, making us a little bit of money there. But tonight, everybody, tonight is the different kinds of whiskey drinkers. What kind of whiskey drinker are you? We've got the categories. We've already kind of went over them a little bit earlier with everybody else. But for the podcast, we did already do the first three, which was the pro, the high proofer, and the everyday different whiskey drinker. Tonight, we are going to do for the three categories, the kick-ass party hard whiskey drinker, the rock star, and the everyday same brand. Now, the brands that we have here on those three kind of can cross over. So that's why we're going to be covering those categories. Now, we'll cover them in the same order that I just mentioned, the kick-ass party hard, rock star, and everyday same drinker. What kind of whiskey drinker are you? I would have to say that of these three categories, I was not ever one of those categories. I really was never an everyday whiskey drinker with the same brand. Now, I was never the rock star one. I did party at a few concerts, but honestly, I was not drinking whiskey back then. When I was younger, my father's favorite beverage was this. Everybody could see that. And that is Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels was a very, very big part of my young youth, upbringing, because my father did enjoy Jack Daniels. He was very much what I call a weekend whiskey guy. So if he was at a party or it was the weekend, early on it was rum and cokes, but as things went further and further into, what was happening, he pretty much went to Jack Daniels. And probably for a good 10, 15 years, it was Jack Daniels on the rocks. I don't remember him doing it, drinking it neat. It was mostly on the rocks. And so Jack Daniels, once I was a young adult, old enough to drink, which back in the 80s, I mean, I am going this weekend to my 40th high school reunion. Shout out to the class of 1982, Nathan Hale. I'm going to my 40th class reunion, and that's going to be interesting. I would say this is the first reunion I'm going, based off of being a podcaster for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. That's going to be unique in itself. I know that a lot of people in my class follow me here, and they know me, and we get, there's a certain amount of people I've talked to, so they all kind of know what I'm doing. And I do post it into the class, some of the stuff into the class, right onto the class page. So pretty much it's going to be kind of fun going back for the reunion. But I would have to say we definitely come from the time period before. I mean, I graduated in class in 1982. I mean, that puts my age right there. But this in 1982, coming off the history of Jack Daniels was the Brat Pack in, you know, Frank Sinatra and Jackie Gleason got together. Jackie Gleason told Frank Sinatra about Jack Daniels. The Brat Pack all through the 60s and then into the early 70s was drinking Jack Daniels. At the time, I believe, at one point, I believe Jack Daniels was 90 and then got cut to 80. And if I'm wrong, someone can correct me on that. But it's good to see people that are watching on this wonderful Monday night. But this here, even for my class, is what when we started drinking, you know, as young, once again, young adults, and in your 18 was the drinking age back then. A lot of people drank Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels was top shelf. Jack Daniels, Jim Beam. You were paying $18.99, $19 a bottle, which you still do today. and you were spending some money. I mean, the cheap stuff was the $8, $9. There wasn't a... Honestly, I don't even think in 1982 there was higher end. There was scotches. Everybody that knew about scotch, but, you know, as an red-blooded American teenager going into the 20s, you weren't really about scotch. I mean, we just weren't sitting back. We were partying. Now, my father-in-law, so I mean, honestly, I was never an everyday same brand drinker. Now, like I said, my father-in-law taught me how to drink whiskey without tasting it, which I thank him for. I mean, God love his soul. He basically taught me how to take the shot glass up to my lips and sip through it. And that basically skipped your whole mouth and got to the back of your throat. And then you swallowed and you could skip the taste of the whiskey so that you could be doing massive amounts of shots and whatever without actually having to gag on it. So that was very interesting. So let's just get right into the Kick-Ass Party Hard, okay? So the Kick-Ass Party Hard guy is usually younger, you know, 21, 22, 23, 24. He goes to parties, and when he's at parties, he's getting shit-faced. And he's drinking whiskey hard and partying. It's kind of like he's drinking from the bottle. He's drinking from, you know, he's pouring it, he's sharing it, he's putting it, he's not drinking it on the rocks, he's kind of just, you know, there partying with everybody. And that category of a kind of kick-ass kind of guy is definitely part of whiskey. And now, you get into your 30s and 40s, and there's times when you get together with a bunch of people, and you drink a good amount of usually it's Jack Daniels, or you got some Evan Williams here. Those are all types of, you know, kick-ass, party hard, kind of, I got to get this. I'm bumping the whatchacallit, and I don't like to do that. Let's see. Hold on, folks. My stupid microphone. Okay, I'm going to do this because otherwise we're going to bow out of the whole podcast, and I don't feel like doing that. All right, good. Let that drop. Let's see. We're good. No, that stopped. Stopped it. It was just me too getting excited about the kick-ass party guy. It's the guy who parties, you know, and this category, if you're one of those, let me know. I mean, it's basically you're picking one of the, you know, a halfway decent bourbon and you're putting it down. And you're just taking it. This is what Kid Rock parties with. Jim Beam. We've got, you know, a little bit of Jim Beam there. You got this Jim Beam Black. You know, you're still in the 20s. You're a little bit more expensive bourbon than just the straight, regular, you know, $12, $11 bottle of Benchmark 8. from Buffalo Trace. Excuse me. So that you know, usually I would say, and I did get this out, but I really would say that if you're going to do a Jim Beam and you're at a party and you're drinking it like this, this is some Jim Beam Black. It's extra age, 6 years. I do like Jim Beam Black. I like the double oaked, but Jim Beam Black has a nice rich taste. Let's see about Evan Williams. We'll just do a regular Evan Williams. So right now I'm with you guys. I'm partying. So kicking back, we got this Evan Williams. This is the American Heroes, but this is just the black label. Not bad. Hey, Blake, thanks for watching. And then we got the Jack Daniels. Now, I'd have to say, these are all partying, drink from the bottle, Kid Rock, you know, listening to the music, partying hard. This is what these bourbons are about. They're 80 proof. Let's see what we got here for the black. This is 84. The Evan Williams is Kentucky bourbon. This is another 86. And then the Jack Daniels is 80. That's the kind of, like, you go to a party, there's girls there, everybody's just drinking, it's a party by the lake, it's a party at someone's house, and you're just partying, you're drinking, and you're partying heavy. That's the kind of drinker. Usually they're younger, but, you know, some of the older people, but, you know, sometimes you're drinking from the bottle, sometimes you're going to drink this out of a red solo cup. That's what that is. Now, let's go to the second category of, which is technically, that was the fourth, and this is the fifth. That's Rockstar. Now, Rockstar is more legendary. Now, seriously, honestly, I have to say Jack Daniels will transfer to the Rockstar. There's no doubt. This is the kind of stuff that this is what the band at the concerts drinking on stage. Jack Daniels. That is definitely a Rockstar bourbon. Then, if you want to get even into this more, now you're looking at what everybody knows is Rebel Yell. Now, Rebel Yell, to me, the brand Rebel or Rebel Yell, this is Rebel Yell 100. Billy Idol is famous for drinking Rebel Yell. He even has a song named Rebel Yell. So that tells you. So that category doesn't need a lot of explanation. You see your favorite rock star drinking Jack Daniels, which then promotes drinking Jack Daniels. Same thing with Jim Beam. Jim Beam is a rock star bourbon. So there's no doubt about it. But Rebel Yell takes it one step further. You're talking Billy Idol. Now, one of the cool things about this is what he would drink. He had questions about Rebel Yell, sang a song, but Lux Row has basically taken this, and I'm going to drink this again. If it's a rock star bourbon, it's meant tonight. I'll go over the Glencairns in the next, you know, the everyday drinker, but same brand, there's two different types. That's the everyday drinker. Same brand is two different types, which we'll cover. They're like subcategories. So what we'll go here is we've got the Rebel Yell. Anybody watching, feel free to comment on what you think or what you're drinking tonight. I'm on here watching a lot of people coming and going, but at the same time, the Rebel Yell 100, you can see that. And this is, again, one that should be drank from the bottle. Now, this is 100 proof. This is definitely harsh and rock star-ish. Now, The reason why I say that is the Rebel Yell and the Rebel Line, except for Rebel Tenure, is definitely that Rockstar Kick-Ass kind of whiskey. When you're tasting it, it's spicy on the back palate. It's a big, bold taste. It's kind of like, it tastes like whiskey. It's not a sipping whiskey. When you get into some of these, like you get into the Jim Beam, there's a specific taste to it, and the Evan Williams and the Jack Daniels. But when you get into Rebel Yell, in my opinion, it's the ultimate rock star bourbon. There was a rock star himself that named a song pretty much after it. But then they make it now, and they've been doing these extra brands. Now, right now, so far, they have what they call the Rebel Distillers Collection. It's more money. This one actually is a barrel pick for the state of Ohio, which I haven't tried yet, haven't opened. I'm excited. The Distillers Collection. Oh, let's see. Do we got anything here? Nope on that. Basically, it's a hand-picked from extraordinary barrels, the Distillers Collection. It's smoother. Rebel Yell is a weeded bourbon, and this is a weeded bourbon also. And then distilled and aged in Kentucky for Lux Row Distillers, Bardstown, Kentucky. This was barrel number. This was barrel. The barrel was filled on 9/18/17. So, and it's a 22 exclusive. So, this actually is a 5-year, 113th proof. So, like I said, my experience is they have a Distillers Collection and they have cask strength. I have both of them, but this single barrel right here, picked earlier this year in 22 by the state of Ohio, I am excited I picked this up and I wanted to. This is the one that we're going to, and into the, we're going to let the, it couldn't have had, I mean, I remember when this, when they went down for Lux Row to Lux Row and did this pick. Hasn't spent much time in the bottle, that's for sure. Let that air out. Pop the cap back in. Let's do a flip. Mix that baby up. Get rid of the neck pour. Pop it out. And let's give her a little pour. This Ohio. I'm going to give it a test to see if, I want to see if it's still, because what I found in the cask strength and the Distillers Collection, not the Distillers Collection, this particular single barrel, this barrel was picked by the state of Ohio, but this particular one, which is 113 proof, I want to see if it maintains the rock star aspect. Now, the other ones did, in my opinion. The other Rebels did. They still got that, even though it's a weeded bourbon, it's got some spice. And this one's a little, this is 2017, 5 years old. So let's see what this does. Ooh, very nice nose. That's really good. And it does. Holy shit. Bam. I give that a thumbs up. That is good. Sweet like a lot of honey. Tons of black pepper spice. But instead of being in one area heating you up, it's a spread out with a really nice, wow, that's one of the best Rebels besides the Rebel 10 that I've had. And I don't think, that's a sipper. So there you go. So I've had the Distillers Collection from the distillery. I've had the barrel, the cask strength that they sell, both fantastic bottles. And I would consider bringing this if I went and saw Billy Idol. Just checking, anybody out there that's watching has any comments, wants to know, if I went and saw Billy Idol, I guarantee you I would consider drinking this and bringing it along. That's for sure. All right. Wow. Caramely. Oh, what is that? It's a Brock's vanilla caramel. Long finish. That is a nice wheated bourbon. All right. So that covers the rock star category. So far, we've cross-platformed probably in the rock star, the Jim Beam, the Jack Daniels, and then the Rebel. Now, the Rebel is a little bit more specific, but, you know, you look at the rock stars that have mentioned Jim Beam and Jack Daniels, you know, it's just those are the bourbons that, you know, the first ones, the kick-ass party ones that you party with, which you do party with Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and Evan Williams, you know, and you're drinking it heavy. But these are the ones that are suggested at those parties by the rock stars. And then you've got Dylan's brand, you know, Heaven's Door made by a rock star. You know, you've got a bunch of famous people making it. But at the same time, in some cases, because they're being made by the famous person, although I do like Heaven's Door bourbon, but it's still not exactly what I'd be drinking at Bob Dylan's concert, you know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of stuff like that. So that brings me to the last category for tonight, and that's the everyday same brand drinker. And there's two subcategories to this. There is, everybody knows about what, you know, especially if you're a collector or you're a connoisseur, or just a bourbon sipper who likes to try different bourbons. You look at all the high-end stuff that goes up there, and you go to some of these liquor stores, and there's hundreds upon hundreds of different bourbons to choose from. Actually, probably thousands to choose from. Between state picks, store picks, you know, special releases, the main brands, and whatever. But when you look at the two largest selling American whiskeys in this country, in the world, Jack Daniels and Jim Beam, basically, nobody else comes close. They sell the living crap out of their standard Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. Now, when you go to the store and you're in the liquor store, you always have the guy or the woman who are coming and buying their daily bottle. Now, if a person's drinking the same brand every day and it's daily, and they're picking it up, it's usually something like Benchmark 8, which is a Buffalo Trace product. Now, this is the guy that's basically putting away a bottle a day, and he's spending $12.99. I think Ancient Age can be $13.99. Then there's even some Jim Beam, which I think is called Beam 8, which is $9.99. There's $8.99 bottles. And these are the bottom shelfers that are being purchased based off of their cheap, and they do the trick. That's the kind of, that's the everyday same brand guy that exists that we're all not proud of. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be that guy that just drinks the same thing every day and he's drinking it because that's what he does. He drinks the same thing every day. Now, there are people that drink a little, you know, they're drinking and they drink the same thing and they're not drinking a whole bottle every single day, 365 days a year. Now, when you get into that level, that's kind of what we're talking about for the podcast. The one podcast, you know, part of the podcast is just that, you know, everybody, we always hear, we taste, we want to maintain, we understand the business. There's an aspect of people, a percentage of people that, what would you say, abuse or also become addicted to alcohol. And we want people to drink responsibly. We don't want it to ruin their lives. So if you basically are one of those people, you should seek help to stop drinking because everybody has to, you know, handle their own demons in their own way. But at the same time, we support anybody out there that needs help or where it's gotten, you know, I've read a couple things where friends stopped, someone that drank in whiskey groups and stopped drinking altogether because his friend couldn't handle it. And he wanted to show support to make sure that his friend was able to, you know, stop drinking, and that we support completely. All the time. We want people to drink responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Just be able to handle your, you know, your alcohol maturely, like we try and do here on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We promote the fun. We promote the aspect of the relaxation and everything that alcohol can be in the proper perspective. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. So this everyday drinker, in my opinion, is probably one of the better ones, you know, for picking up. It's the kind, you know, I'm going to tell you, I see a lot of people walking in and buying Jack Daniels and Jim Beam for their everyday drinkers. So those just triple cross platformed, you know. But this one right here, Buffalo Trace, and you're talking about just the standard Buffalo Trace, which I believe, I'm not mistaken, is 90. I'm looking, but I'm pretty sure it says 40. It's 90 proof alcohol. It's 90 proof. 45% ABV. Buffalo Trace, this is their standard product. It's readily available, but if you're looking for an everyday drinker, you know, kind of thing, this is definitely, if you're just going to have a pour and you want to stick to the same brand, this is the level here. $26 bottle that'll last you, you know, if you get I believe every bottle has I wanted to say every bottle has 25 1-ounce pours. So if you were having and you 12, you know, you're looking at this will last you maybe a couple weeks. And, you know, it's definitely a really good bourbon. And it's on the realm of what people who, you know, there's the Evan Williams Bottled in Bond, which is $18.99. Definitely kind of a good everyday drinker. There, you know, there's so many out there, but, you know, that everyday same brand, but you're not drinking a bottle, is gonna, you know, when you're drinking a bottle a day, it's, you know, what can you afford? I mean, if you're drinking a bottle a day, even if you're doing, you know, $9, $10 bottles and it's $365, you know, that's you know, a good amount of money going to drinking alcohol. So if you were drinking a bottle a day at $25 a day, that's really getting up there. So, but this one right here, the Buffalo Trace, is what I find a lot of people who are, you know, just doing everyday drinking and having a good, you know, just relaxing. This is a perfect bottle for that. So it's like the same brand. I mean, I don't know too many people who are drinking higher end bourbons and drink every day the same brand of a $60, $70 bourbon. If usually those people are drinking different bourbons. They'll have that. They'll have their favorites that they like to go to. For instance, whiskey loves Knob Creek 12 year. So he's got a lot there, but, you know, he's not drinking that every single day, every day. It's just, you know, that's not what he's doing. So usually, you know, the people who drink the same brands seem to stick to a lower cost or reasonably cost bourbon in that category. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to cover. Hopefully we've got six of those. We've got six more to go as far as categories. So far, we've covered the Kick-Ass Party Hard, the Rockstar, Everyday Same Brand Drinker, Everyday Different Whiskey Brand Drinker, We covered the high proofer and the pro. We still have the connoisseur, the weekend whiskey guy, the taster, the whiskey maker, the flavored whiskey guy, and the mixed drink whiskey guy. So all of the categories are maybe something that you, you could be a couple of those categories, or you've been one of those categories. I mean, honestly, the categories that I have done and been a part of, you know, I've been a part of, I would say, a taster. I'm on the low end of pro right now because I do get paid to do what I'm doing somewhat. I was at one point for the last couple years an everyday different whiskey drinker because I would just have a pour once a day, you know, or on the podcast. So I was pretty much covering that for about a year, but it wasn't I was having a lot of pours. It was just one pour a night. So I've been that. A connoisseur, definitely. I was a weekend whiskey guy when I first started this. So I was that, a taster. I've not been a maker. I'm not a big mixed drink guy. I mean, as far as whiskey, I do enjoy a mixed drink and know how to make them, but I've never been strictly a mixed drink guy. I definitely am not a flavored whiskey guy. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, that covers. So I've been different things at different times. So, just think about how you do it, you know, what category you're in, and, you know, kind of keep watching, keep up on it. We did cover the different types of bourbons and what, you know, these categories were definitely the shelfers, but we got to taste this Rebel Distillers. If you're in the Ohio area, definitely check out, if you can, this Rebel Distillers Collection, you know, Ohio pick, because it's 113 proof and it's completely delicious. So, but right now I have in my glass some Buffalo Trace. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get ready to say goodnight, everybody. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on all podcast formats. You can check us out probably once or twice a week on Facebook Live. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, and let's see, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and I think I got it covered. And check us out there. Also on all podcast formats and all social media, please like, subscribe, and comment, and in whatever order you want. But leaving a comment is important, and also is subscribing. And, just check us out. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. You can get good swag like this particular glass. We have t-shirts, and you can also check out our Patreon for support. Also, anything that you guys get us and increase our popularity, we really appreciate it. And with that said, everybody, remember, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. And go out into the world and live dangerously. Good night, everybody.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.